It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
A Bette Midler tweet landed her in hot water yesterday. In the controversial tweet, the Hocus Pocus actress wrote, "Women are the N-word of the world." She continued, "Raped, beaten, enslaved, married off, worked like dumb animals, denied education and inheritance, enduring the pain and danger of childbirth and life in silence for thousands of years. They are the most disrespected creatures on earth." After mass backlash and calls for the tweet's deletion, Midler later issued an apology. She said, "The too brief investigation of allegations against Kavanaugh infuriated me. Angrily, I tweeted without thinking. My choice of words would be enraging to black women who doubly suffer, both by being women and by being black. I am an ally and I stand with you. Always have, and I apologize." Comedian Amy Schumer and model and actress Emily Ratajkowski were among more than 300 people arrested yesterday during a protest over Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. A video shows them being asked if they want to be arrested. This is what's weird. The police literally say, "Hey, do you want to be arrested?" Amy's like, "Yeah." And Emily's like, "Yes, please." And a guy on Twitter called Emily out over her claims of being arrested because, you know, Emily and Amy are like posting all these things like, "Today, it was a dark day. We were arrested for, you know, exercising our free speech and all this." And like this guy was like, you politely asked if you could be arrested and you made the choice to be detained.
They
probably
well,
for
yeah,
attention.
But the cops are, it's all for attention to their cause that they believe in. But the thing is, the cops aren't like, "Well, hey, you don't want to be arrested? Okay, we won't." They're going to arrest everybody that's there. That's like their final warning. Like, "Do you want to be arrested? Okay, because we're about to arrest you.
You don't just want to like leave and get out of here?" And they're probably like, "No, I'm going to stand with all of these other people."
Right,
and
exactly.
Stand up
but
for
they
what
did.
I believe
they
in.
Did have the choice to stop what they were doing and not
get
arrested.
Yeah, I know. But like, they're standing up for something they believe in.
Yeah,
so they didn't want to stop.
Right.
So it wasn't there like, "Please arrest me."
I mean,
they were.
Rub Girl and Broad Ripple on the weekend. Come on, arrest me.
Yes, they were. Yes, they were standing up for what they believe in, but they didn't technically have to get arrested. And so this guy on Twitter was just pointing that out, and it's been like a viral video
They were breaking the law and assembling there, and they had to disperse. Yeah, they were. They were getting arrested.
I feel like if they would have left, they would have just looked like cowards. And not like stuck through with like what they were doing.
Well,
like,
it also
protests.
Looks shady being like, "Oh, woe is me. I got arrested when I didn't have to." 21 pilots are coming to Indy as part of their 2019 tour. They're going to be at Bankers Life Fieldhouse on June 28th of next year.
Yes!
Tickets go on sale at 9 a.m. October 12th. And of course, you'll be able to win tickets on Radio Now 100.9.
I want to see them. Have you guys seen them in concert?
No, but I've actually heard that they are amazing live.
Like, yeah.
But I'm not into rock. Like, I'm not a rock person.
But you
so
don't
for
know
me,
till you're in there and you're moshing, Alex, and you're punching other people in the face.
You know, people say that your favorite, Nickelback, are like some of the most amazing live performers too. I'm like, no thank you.
They
I just
are.
Can't. But people say
imagine
that.
Imagine being in a crowd with a lighter. "Look at this photograph."
I'll pass.
And Chance the Rapper announced yesterday at a summit at his Social Works nonprofit that he is pledging $1 million to various programs tending to mental health services throughout Chicago, his hometown. He said, "With the help of Social Works, we want to change the way that mental health resources are being accessed by you." The nonprofit organization also announced the launch of My State of Mind, which will focus on catering to the enrichment of mental health services. As part of Chance's pledge, 6 mental health initiatives will be receiving $100,000 in grants to assist in aiding their contributions to society. Just another example of Chance the Rapper going above and beyond and you know, all of the causes he believes in, he doesn't just talk about it, he actually does something, which is so respectable and so honorable, and he is just genuinely the best guy.
He puts the money where his mouth is.
Exactly. And if you believe in anything, no matter what it is, you should be doing that, getting out in your communities and actually addressing the issues that you have a problem with. And I think that a lot of people can learn from Chance. Coming up after 8:15, is Khloe Kardashian going to finally leave Tristan Thompson?
How can I do spoiler alert and just predict? No!